witnessed his presence and he showed me his warriors, his anointed ones going forth and releasing his kingdom here in the earth. And what he brought me into was he brought me into a place of remembrance. And he brought me into a place that I want to release to each one of you today, that the Lord wants you to know that he has used this body here to impact and touch the nations, that he has changed history in nations through people here. And the Lord wants us to know it's so interesting to describe, but the history of where the Lord has taken us. From when we were just a small group, he sent us into the nations as a small Gideon force to change places. We have land in northern Ghana that a Muslim chief gave us. And the only way that he gave us that land was one guy in a village in the southern part of the main city of Accra in Ghana heard the gospel as he was walking past, and he stopped and he gave his life to Jesus, and he said, I want you to come to my home village. And his home village was all the way up in the northern part of Ghana. And when we went to that northern part of Ghana, the Lord's glory broke out and churches were planted and his gospel went forth, and a Muslim chief in that place gave us land. The Lord called this ministry to go to Brazil to establish a vision that the Lord gave Heidi Baker of Iris Ministries. And when we got on the ground, we were introduced to Pastor Jerseo, who heads up Iris Ministries. And one of the things that he said out of his mouth when we came is that the Lord has brought first and the best. And that humbled me, because I'm like, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? I'm from nowhere in Canton, Ohio. You could have sent a lot more people than us. If you would go to any conference, Global Awakening, Bethel, any place, and they would have a list and they would say, who wants to be on a groundbreaking work, on a new work that the Lord wants to do in Brazil? You know how many people would run to the front to try and fill out that form to get on that trip? But the Lord used us. He sent us, undercover, not known, hidden, nameless, faceless. He sent us. He didn't have to, but he chose to. And the Lord wants everyone here to know that this is not just a mission trip to India. That this is not just a mission trip in the summer, that we just don't do missions. We're on a mission to change the history of the world and release the glory of God wherever we go. Because he said that his glory will cover the earth as the waters cover the seas. And he wants to use you. He wants to use you. He wants to use you and me to a purpose, his kingdom here in the earth. And there's no greater honor, no greater privilege, no greater thing for us to do than to say yes to him, to bend our knee to him, to follow him to the deepest, darkest places. And if you're here today, that's you. That's your heart. The Lord has brought you here to put that on the inside of you. So say yes to that. Whether you're going or not, it's in your heart, and receive it. Receive it. Receive it. You don't know how powerful you are in the Spirit. You do not know how the Lord wants to use you to change people and nations and history. So step into that place and see that the Lord truly is Lord of all. And he's using this place to change history. Oh. So lift up your voice. Lift up your voice to him and say, yes, Lord, I will go where you want me to go. Hey!
Here. As we continue to worship, I can see no greater time than right now to just pray with our church family right now to be able to come together in unity and just say, yes, Lord, we want everything that you have for us, everything that you have desired and you put together before the foundations of the world, all that you've wanted to accomplish, Lord, in this season. Extend your hands towards us and we'll extend our hands towards you because you're here and you're on the front lines here in Ohio. Hey! And we are here to do the Lord's work and the Lord's will. We're getting on a plane tomorrow. We're getting on several throughout the next couple of days. But as we go and as we're sent forth to go to another part of the world, to go into Asia, our hearts are fixed on the author and finisher of our faith. But may it never be that we think that we're the sent ones alone, that we are the sent ones together, that we are the sent ones, that when we walk out these doors, we are sent ones, aren't we? Do we say amen to that? That's not to minimize the fact that we're going to Asia, but that's to bring us into remembrance of our call. And the Lord just used Andy to remind us of that as well, that we are a family, we are a body, we are in unity, and we do desire God's very best for all of us here and all of us who are going. Hey. And Dylan, can you come on up? Yay. Oh, yeah. Can you just lead us?
There's eight, right? Yeah, it's what I kept hearing from the Lord is the number eight represents new beginnings. And that God is doing something, a new thing. This time, God's doing something new. So, Father, we just bless what you're doing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the commissioning that you bring for each of these team members in the powerful name of Jesus. God, that strongholds would be broken in Jesus' powerful name. Yes, Lord. Sotolobrokota. Father, we just bless and we just release and we just commission. We just commission each member of this team in the powerful name of Jesus. We release a double portion of your anointing, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we just command strongholds in India to go, to be broken in the name of Jesus. Father, we apply the blood of Jesus over this nation. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for many souls to be saved. We thank you for many bodies to be healed, for many to be delivered of demonic strongholds in their lives. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we just call down gifts of healing right now in the powerful name of Christ. We call down gifts for deliverance, Father. We thank you that this is a team that will walk in mighty deliverance, Lord. Strongholds will be broken in the powerful name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Just begin to pray out. Let's not observe. Let's just begin to pray out. Let's just begin to bless what the Lord's doing. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fullness, Lord. Fullness, Lord. Yes, Lord. More, Lord. More for this team, Lord. More for this team, Lord, in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, we just pray that a fireball would just sweep through the nation of India over the next couple weeks, Lord. That it would just burn every dead thing, Father, in its path. Father, we thank you that this is a spark that's going to start a mighty revival in India. Lord, we know that there have been many revivals of salvation. But Father, I believe that a revival of deliverance and healing and complete freedom is coming to the nation of India, Lord, that strongholds of idolatry would be torn down in the powerful name of Jesus, that people would be in wonder when they see that India is called a Christian nation, Father. Lord, that the stronghold of Hinduism would be broken. The deception, the lie of Hinduism would be broken off of the nation. That lie that has led millions and millions and millions of people into hell apart from you, Father. We just pray that stronghold be broken in the powerful name of Jesus. That the death and destruction over the nation of India, Father. Oh God, and that you would establish righteousness in the land, that foundations of righteousness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you for what you're doing. We commission this team with the fullness of your glory in Jesus' name. Vessels of glory, vessels of glory, vessels of glory, Father, that they will carry your glory, that they will pour out your glory over the nation of India in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
If Carl and Cynthia can come up here as well. And if you have a specific word or picture, give it to those three. And then we're just going to speak them out over the body. Okay? So if you have something, you have a word, you have a picture, you have something that God has just shown you and given you specifically, just come and mention it to them and we'll have it spoken out over here.
We had a picture here of a man standing on a path in India, and as a team goes by him, that he's spiritually knocked off of his feet and that it's going to impact his nieces and his nephews and his children and those around him. In Jesus' name, amen.
We had a picture of the team on the airplane and that there was just download from heaven while of information to the team as they were on the plane. And then that any time of waiting, whether it's any time of waiting or downtime, that they just saw the Lord again downloading and filling the team up over and over again. So they're constantly, continually filled up. And then during worship, they saw a picture of King Jesus with a crown and his troops being revealed. His troops being revealed.
I got a picture of the team. Standing in the throne room, and there were big white pillars, and there was glory dust, and just lay like these gold, like sheets or tapestries or something. And I just heard the Lord say that you're all seated in heavenly places, and that the glory is just going to rain down, and He's just going to use you.
One of the things the Lord's really, I think, just wanted me to encourage is, you know, during this time, it's easy to just kind of think, well, the team's over there. We go on with our lives. We work. We do ministry. We do family stuff. Say a few prayers here and there. But I encourage you, I implore you to spend time over the next couple weeks on your face before the Lord, crying out for God to move in this team, through this team in India. Ask the Lord for strategies to pray down. You know, this is such a big part of what the Lord wants to do is back here, is through the prayers, through the intercessions. You know, they're on the front lines, and we have the opportunity back here to be receiving revelation from heaven, to be encouraging them, to be blessing them. You know, as you pray throughout the next couple weeks, if the Lord shows you something, email us right here, Cynthia, me, Carl, and we'll get that. Is okay, if you go on the website, go to the contact form, fill that out, send that, and then we can connect with the team on that. You know, because God's going to be speaking powerful things. He is speaking powerful things. And it's very important that we do our job back here, that we really just batten down the hatches. We dig our heels in and we just pray this thing in. with the team, because we are with them in spirit. You know, Paul said that I'm with you in spirit. He wasn't even physically there, but he was with them in spirit. And the Lord showed him. And so that's the awesome opportunity we get to be involved in on this mission. I just encourage you to really step into that. You're going to just see God do awesome things.
It's another vision that someone had of treasure boxes, and seeing the, and sensing the aroma coming from the treasure boxes, and those being souls that are going to be reached through India and Indonesia trip. And that Lord's just pleased with their efforts and blesses their efforts and going out.
Someone else had a word of just favor. They kept hearing favor, favor, and breakthrough.
Whatever works.
Well, as we continue on the rest of the morning, I really believe the Lord will still continue to speak and give words and pictures, and will allow another opportunity. We don't all have to be standing up here for that, because we really want to hear from heaven and release what we're hearing, what we're seeing, what we're sensing, what we're feeling, how we're engaging the Lord. We want to release that back to Him over all of us here and out into those positive portals. So we're going forth in the power and might of the Lord with His great wisdom as our desire. We do have a prayer letter that's being sent out, emailed out. We're trusting tomorrow before we get on the plane. If we don't have your email address, we will need that. You need to fill out a yellow form, yellow card, and put it back in the box on the wall. And you'll get one of those, and that will give you a little bit more information about the trip in detail, a little more detail, I should say, and then some guidelines as to how you may desire to pray and stand with us. So we're all doing this as a family. We're sending it out to all who are involved in any way, shape, or form with Frontline. And we want to make sure that you have a copy as well. So if you don't have the internet, you can at least come on Tuesday and get a copy. Maybe we can make sure we have some out here. So, praise God. All right. Well, God bless America. This is wonderful. Amen. That's so good. And India. Well, let's, do you have a word? Michelle has a word. Well, Carl had mentioned, you know, we're the India and Indonesia team. And so five of us, not me, five of the eight are coming back in the middle of March. And then Michelle, Pastor Bill, and I are heading, continuing on to Indonesia. So the trip will be through the end of March. So there's a lot going on, and that is spelled out in the letter as well, as far as where we're going, what we're doing, and what the Lord is leading us to do. So two different missions, actually, two completely different countries, different areas, and pray for that. Just pray for what God wants to do. And you'll hear feedback from the five who are returning from India. And they'll be here the Saturday the 19th to be speaking and sharing some things anyway on the 20th. So,
I had a picture of chariots, that chariots of fire would be just traveling with us. And then the second thing I heard was ancient ruins. And I don't know exactly what that means, but I just felt that there was a lot of strongholds and breakings that would happen for the glory to come in. I saw a picture. I saw the Lord dressed in white, and He was like leading the charge. And then I saw these angels take our hands and stretch out bow and arrows, and we were shooting bow or arrow after arrow after arrow. And He reminded me of He just gave me the scripture where before Elisha's death, in 2 Kings 13, I won't read it, but he was going to die, and the king in that at that time. I don't know who the king was, but sorry. Elisha said to him before he died, actually before that, Teresa, in verse 14, the king says, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. Elisha said to him, take the bow and arrows. So he took the bow and arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, put your hand on the bow. And he put his hand on it. Then Elisha laid his hands on the king's hands. He said, open the window toward the east. And he opened it. And then Elisha said, shoot. This is the arrow of the Lord's victory, even the arrow of victory over Aram, for you will defeat the Arameans and until you have destroyed them. And then Elisha goes on to tell him to take the arrows and keep striking, but the king only shoots three times, and Elisha gets mad at him and says, you should have struck five or six times, and you would have destroyed it, but since you only struck three times, you will only destroy a particular enemy. But I felt the Lord saying that beyond this, that he was that he's equipped our hands for battle, and that if we keep striking the enemy, and that's through our intercession and prayer, but it's also through, you know, us going forward, moving forward for the Lord, and not holding back anything, that we're going to see the arrow of the Lord's victory, and we're going to see complete victory over all of the enemy and all of his weapons. So,
someone else had a picture connecting and confirming Teresa right before she shared her word. They saw a picture that, and what the sense was, that the Lord was releasing the keys to deal with ancient strongholds. They saw like a picture of going downstairs, kind of like in Egyptian, tomb. Yes, thank you. Anyways, but the meat of the word was that there was keys being handed out that dealt with releasing and bringing freedom for ancient strongholds.
I heard this last week, and during worship, I heard it again, and I saw myself in it, which is so cool. I saw all of us in it, the team. Psalm 68, starting in 1, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish before God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them exalt before God. Yes, let them rejoice with gladness. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Lift up a song for him who rides through the deserts, whose name is the Lord, and exalt before him. And I just saw us on the streets walking, and the enemy just melting and just being driven away by the presence of the Lord. So
I just want to thank you for giving us up. You know, it's part of your giving program. You're sending sons, daughters, the mom and dad of the house overseas. That's part of your tithes and offerings. We really appreciate that you release us. And we do leave a few people here so that you're in capable hands. Maybe you think there's a lot of people going, but you've got people like Lawrence here. And Cynthia. And Carl and Darlene. And Dylan and Amy. And now you have Tom and Ina Carr. If you need any schooling while we're gone, just see him. He'll school you. So I just bless you for releasing us, because some bodies of believers kind of fall apart when their pastors keep taking off. But we do love you. We're not taking off because we're trying to escape. We're taking off because we're sent to the nations, and that's how this place was founded. The first few services, it was mainly people that had gone overseas with us. And so you're part of the inheritance of that, and sending us once again to the nations. And we do thank you for releasing us. It's not easy to not see our faces, I know. But we'll be back just that quick, and I think we'll probably be so fired up, you'll be, whoa, look out. There's a new level that we'll go to beyond, right? Amen?
Amen.
Just one last picture from one of our little ones. They saw feathers and then the white bird.
Like that. Feathers and a white bird. All right. God is good. You know, with a smaller body, it's very easy to have something just go on the inside if your name wasn't mentioned. You know? And there'll be other people who will be stepping up and preaching and leading and doing things here. And when names are mentioned out and we give a shout, it's easy for something inside to say, but what about me? Am I not as valuable as Lawrence? Am I not as valuable as Darlene? Why wasn't my name sent? Or wow, they must think I'm really something. My name was, you know, mentioned out. And so that's the beauty of Frontline, that we are a family, a team moving together, and that whether your name is mentioned or not mentioned, the Lord is looking at the heart, and he's looking at what he is intending to do in this place, in this body, and us overseas. And he's saying, so are you really a family, getting along, loving each other, walking in unity? That, let me help you with that, and let me show you what that looks like and what that doesn't look like, so that you don't fall into what it doesn't look like. And that's really desire of our heart, because we're going to see great and mighty things happen. We expect great reports when they're emailed to us from what's going on here when we're overseas. And those aren't just empty words. We're really expecting that. So we're expecting great, great things. Amen? So thank you, thank you, thank you for your support, and just continue to bless and give that.